Jess Inna was here at CNN. Terrorists may be working on this new generation of bombs that could be smuggled onto a commercial airplane without being detected by security. This is what we're hearing from U.S. officials telling us at CNN. The U.S. is considering new airport security measures because of these rising concerns that members of the terror group Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula are developing explosives designed to avoid current airport security screening. So let's go to Washington to our chief national security correspondent, Jim Sciutto. Jim, first, as far as these undetectable bombs go, what more are you learning?
Well, this has been a long-running concern for a number of months. U.S. officials have been concerned about and warning about, particularly AQAP, as you mentioned, and their master bomb maker that you may have heard of before, Al-Asiri, developing bombs that can get past security screening. They don't have a lot of metal parts, so they can get through both the pat-downs but also the screening machines. That's been an existing concern. What's happened now is that concern has increased due to an additional vulnerability to that kind of bomb being identified by intelligence analysts, and now DHS is considering what do they do to respond to that so that they can spot these things. They haven't decided what those measures are, but they are considering those measures. They've been concerned for a long time, Aaron. I've heard this, Brooke, a number of times, and now clearly that concern is raised to a level where they're trying to consider what they can do about it.
I'm thinking it's a holiday week. People are flying. I don't know how soon they will be doing anything about it. What are you hearing from DHS?
It won't come that soon. Yeah. It's something they're considering now. It's not going to affect the July 4th weekend, but it is something that has been a supreme focus of intelligence officials for some time now. They know that this is an intention of AQAP to get a bomb on a Europe-bound airliner or an American, a U.S.-bound airliner. They know they want to do it. They know they have incredible skill at building bombs that they could sneak past security, so they've been watching this very closely. Mm-hmm. And now, clearly, they've seen something that is raise their concern even more, and they're deciding now what can they do about it to protect us when we get on our planes. You know, this is a constant process. I'll tell you, I got a statement from a DHS official a short time ago, the Department of Homeland Security. He said this: DHS regularly monitors intelligence related to terrorist groups seeking to do us harm. DHS regularly reevaluates our security apparatus, which includes a number of measures, both seen and unseen, to fit an ever-evolving threat environment. I mean, that's what they wake up with every day, Brooke. You can imagine looking at these threats, knowing that they're changing, knowing that the terrorists are getting better at doing this kind of thing.
Evolving and in response with the terrorists, to that, sadly.
Exactly. Yeah. In response to that, we got to get better, right? Yeah. They got to get better, and that's what they're considering right now.
Jim Sciutto, thank you.